Hey. Hey, over here.
It's all right. I was sitting behind the tree. There's no way you could have seen me. In fact, you actually walked right past me. I almost snuck up on you and spooked you. But I didn't because I remembered how much you don't like that. Although you do make a really cute face whenever you get scared. Sorry. Anyway, I'm glad you showed up. I don't like being out here alone anymore, especially during the late afternoon like this. I know, just men being a scaredy cat, but still, I feel better now that you're here. It's not safe to be in these woods alone anymore after dark. Diana? Oh, yeah, she's late, but when is she not? No, I'm sure that she's coming. She wouldn't miss this. Not today. Well, yes, we do want to talk to you about some things together. But if I told you what they were, that would be spoiling the fun. Oh, don't worry, it's nothing bad. At least, I don't think it's bad. I think it's really good, actually. Hey, can I ask you something, maybe? It might be a bit of a weird question, but do you think I'm sexy?
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. I had practice and then some football player tried to talk to me in the locker room.
Oh my god, Di, are you okay?
Yeah. I don't know if he wanted to do more than just be gross and hit on me, but he's not going to be doing that again. With any girl.
Good. Hey, you can calm down. Di is okay, see?
Yeah, I appreciate you worrying, but you know I can take care of myself. Are you guys ready to go?
Yay! Yes, I've packed snacks, and I brought scarves for everyone, and a blanket, and some first aid, and water, and...
Jeez, okay, we get the idea. You're prepared. It is kind of cold. You look fine, Min, but he's wearing a sweater.
He'll be fine. If we need to, well, we can always keep him warm together.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we could do that if he wanted us to.
Okay, enough joking. Let's get walking.
Yeah, let's take the longer path.
The one by the lake?
Well, it's really remote and, you know, it has an atmosphere.
Say no more.
I've missed this. Just the three of us together doing stuff. Any stuff, really.
Avoiding you? Why would we have been avoiding you?
Min, you're a terrible liar. Yeah, we have been avoiding you, and we're both really sorry.
Yeah, we really are, and it wasn't really about you, or it was, but not like anything you've done. It's just that we, Di and I have,
Whoa, slow down, Min. We decided that we had to start at the beginning, remember?
Yeah, right. Sorry.
Look, just be patient. We really want to hang out with you today, and part of that is explaining some things. Among them, why we've been scarce. Before we start, though, it's important that you understand that you're,
Important.
Right, you're very important to us.
Yeah, that's kind of how all this got started. Do you remember when we stopped hanging out with you?
Yeah, it was just under a month ago that all that weird stuff started happening in town. Remember?
We, Di and me, I mean. We had been talking a lot between ourselves. And fighting, but really only a little bit.
You don't know because you don't want to know. To be honest, I'm embarrassed about it, but it's part of the story, you know, so just listen.
So after a little fight, we decided to meet up at the coffee shop and just talk. Just the two of us, no distractions. We realized how destructive we were being to each other and to ourselves, and we didn't want to lose our friendship. Or you.
Yeah, it did go well, thanks. We settled everything in a way, and then later things settled themselves.
what was the problem? You really don't have any idea.
I told you, Min, he's not the kind of guy who thinks like that. He's not vain or arrogant. If he knew...
He would have spoken to us. Right. Yeah. So...
The thing is...
You go first.
No. You go. You were talking.
Okay. The thing is, we both like you.
A lot.
Yeah. We super like you.
No. We know you like us, too. We...
I love you!
Yeah, I love you, too.
Well, wow, that feels so much better now that I've gotten that out.
Same. It's like a weight lifted off my shoulders. And look, he's not even freaking out.
You don't need to say anything. Not yet. We know that it's a lot to take in. And we respect that you might not be ready to express your feelings toward us for a while.
Right. We decided that we would confess to you together, and we kind of went over what could happen.
Yeah, and we decided that if you loved one of us and not the other, then we'd still be friends and respect everyone's decision.
Yeah, it would be difficult, but, you know, not impossible. Probably.
The thing is, we also talked about a third possibility.
Joked about it, really.
But after all that's happened, we decided that it's the right solution.
How would you feel about having two girlfriends?
No, we're not making fun of you, silly. We would never joke about something this important. And I agree with Dai. I could share a boyfriend with her. Especially if that boyfriend was you.
Let's be honest, you're really wonderful, and I think you have feelings for both of us, too.
Yeah. I can feel it coming off of you like heat. You don't have to say a thing.
You even smell a bit turned on. God, you smell so fucking good.
Dai, not yet! Remember, we still have a lot to tell him.
Oh, right. Sorry for invading your personal space like that.
Right, we're barely even halfway down the path.
Right, so we settled things between us at the coffee shop, and then we decided to walk home.
I almost called you to walk with us, because for some reason I felt really anxious about walking alone in the dark, but Dai offered to help me walk home first, which was really nice of her.
Anyway, we got about halfway, and... then we heard it.
A howl in the distance. Like a real howl.
Yeah, not like the movies, though. This was scary, I'm not gonna lie. It sent shivers up and down my spine. I almost ran and left Min there. Sorry, Min.
I felt the same way, really. But we stuck together. I think I held Dai's hand. We were walking up back roads, but we decided to change our path to get back on the main streets.
But... that meant we had to cut through the edge of the woods.
Yeah, these woods, where we're walking right now.
It was late at night, but it wasn't dark. The moon was full, so it was easy to see.
Like it will be again, tonight.
Everything after this happened so fast. It's a little hard to remember.
We almost decided not to tell you this part, because we didn't want to worry you.
Yeah, it was ugly. The thing went after Min first.
There was just a growl and a lot of pain in my side. I remember crying and screaming and fighting and... Dai was really brave, though.
I tried to get the thing off of her, but it just raked me with its claws, and I'm telling you, I flew across the path into a tree. I guess that it decided that I was the bigger threat and let Min go.
To go after Dai. It hurt me, but it mauled her. By the time I got over to it, it was tearing her apart.
Hey, calm down, dude. It's okay. I'm fine. We both are. Look at me. This story has a happy ending.
Yeah, I panicked. I wanted to run, but I couldn't just leave Dai there, even if I am a coward. I thought of you and how we'd never get to tell you how we felt. So, in a way... you saved us.
Yeah, you did, Tiger.
Here, hang on. I brought it with me. Remember this?
Yeah, it's the antique hairpin you got Min for Christmas last year. Really nice. I wanted one myself, but I never let my hair get long enough to need one.
I took it out because it was the only thing I had that was anything like a weapon. I ran at the thing and I drove it into its hairy, awful back. It screamed.
Yeah, like a human scream, but deeper. I remember that, even though there was so much pain and blood everywhere. The thing collapsed to the side of me. I was probably in shock and sort of detached, though, so I wasn't really paying attention.
Two things happened then. Strange and, really, if you think about it, miraculous. The creature turned into a naked guy. Yeah, just like a regular-looking middle-aged guy. Maybe a little sadder on the eyes, but you'd never think he was, well, a monster. And then the body aged and decayed? It happened so fast that it wasn't even gross. He was a man, and then bones, and then just, like, dust.
And Min was surprised by that, but maybe more surprised by me. It's funny, we each noticed it happening to the other person.
Dai's wounds were closing. She was healing almost as quickly as the man had vanished.
And Min was too. She wasn't as hurt as I was, but her injury was still really serious, like spend a month in a hospital serious.
And we stood there, in the middle of the woods, just kind of panicked and, well, I was crying.
I was too, but there's no shame in that.
Anyways, with our clothes torn and Dai half naked, we decided just to go to my house.
I borrowed some clothes and we talked about it there and decided that basically, there was nothing to be done. We were attacked by a monster. Min killed it and then somehow that magically healed us. The monster was gone and so were our wounds, so literally no one would believe us if we told them. Even if we showed them our torn shirts that were covered in blood.
Well, we were still thinking about telling you, because we knew that you would believe us, but we also really didn't want to stress you out, either. I mean, we were okay, right? Maybe we'd have some bad dreams, but that's it.
We were pretty silly, honestly. You've already figured out what happened. I know you're a horror nerd.
Yeah. That hairpin you got me was real silver. I hope it wasn't too expensive.
Anyway, the point is that we healed up so fast because, well, we were different.
It started almost immediately. We had dreams about hunting at night.
Then we might wake up in strange places, like naked in my backyard.
At least I made it back home. I woke up by the lake, cold and scared. And we both had such terrible dreams at first.
It isn't all bad, though.
I got more confident and less afraid. Stronger, too.
Both of us got a lot stronger. And of course, we heal quickly. But we have other needs now.
Yeah, we both have to eat a lot of meat, or else it could be dangerous when we turn.
We were a bit out of control. We almost attacked some people.
Mm-hmm. The creatures who had been in the news for chasing people, well, that's us. We absolutely did not want to hurt you, so we decided to completely and entirely avoid you until we could be, you know, safer to be around.
So we did some research. Min did most of the reading, but we understand ourselves better now for it.
Right. It turns out that the reason most of our kind hurt people is because, well, they aren't getting their needs met. So it makes the animal inside them crazy, and when they turn, there's no stopping it. It just goes on a rampage.
Yeah. So we make sure that we're never hungry on a full moon like tonight. That's relatively easy.
Yeah, and that sort of quiets our minds for a little bit. But there's another problem. It seems so silly, but really it's much more serious.
I might as well just say it. We're both incredibly horny, like, all the time.
We're going into heat. It's really, really awful. We need sex so badly, but we're both virgins and we, you know, we don't want to fuck just anyone.
Yeah, and we can't. Not really, because we shift forms at least a little when we finally get aroused. How would we explain that?
So, you see, it's It's obvious that we can only have sex with someone that we really trust and love.
And someone who loves us. That being you, of course.
And here we are, the other side of the lake at twilight. Isn't it romantic?
The perfect place for our first time together, right?
No. Don't say anything. We understand. We know you. We're your best friends. Remember?
And, I mean, we need you, baby. We really, really need you. Please let us use...
Make love to you, because that's what this is, isn't it? True love?
I wanted to fuck you so bad even before I changed, and now it's almost uncontrollable.
He looks a bit unsure. Maybe it's because we're outside? But that feels so right to me.
Why don't we make this better for him?
What were you thinking?
I can undress you, and then you can undress me.
Ooh, that sounds really sexy. Let's do it.
His cock likes that idea, too. Look at his jeans.
Don't be embarrassed. That really turns me on, actually.
Same. All right, let's get started. Oh, sorry, cold hands. But just look at little Min. She's always wearing these shapeless sweaters, but if I take it off... No bra today. Oh, fuck. Look at those luscious tits. Just waiting for you to touch them. Or suck on them. See how they sway and jiggle when I play with them? I barely touched her and she moaned. And she's not interested in me. She wants you. All right. Time to lose those jeans, Min. God. Look at her gorgeous, thick thighs. See how she's trembling? That's not from the cold. That's how excited she is to have your eyes on her like this. And now the panties. Buck. I'm so glad she didn't shave.
Die!
No, really. I always do for comfort, but I think our bestie would like the variety. Besides, Min is nicely trimmed down there, don't you think? Can you see how her pussy is gleaming in the last light of the day? Do you remember what little Min tastes like? What noises she's going to make just for you? Well, you're gonna find out.
Ooh, okay, your turn.
Hey, wait.
No resistance. I'm gonna strip that sporty pullover off and that tank top, too. Ha! I knew it. You're not wearing a bra either.
Well, I don't really need one. They're not much to look at.
Oh, come on. Don't be down on yourself. I mean, look at how he's looking at them. They're small, sure, but they fit perfectly in the palm of my hand. And don't you just love how they turn up a little bit? And they're so damn perky. I bet you'd love to tweak her little nips, wouldn't you? She likes it, see? Now, to lose the track pants. Oh, fuck. Look at those thighs. She's muscled, true, but she's also got that feminine curve to her, you know? And those boy shorts are so fucking tight and soaked. Let's get rid of them. Oh my god. She wasn't kidding. She's totally bare down there. I bet you can smell her arousal from over there. I know I can. And look, she's dripping down her thighs too.
I'm aching for your cock. What? All the time that I'm around you now, I know deep in my heart that you're my, our mate. And I want you to just mount me wherever I am.
Too bad we can't fuck him in front of everyone on campus. That way everyone would know that he belongs to us.
They're gonna know, all right. We're not letting any bitches get their filthy paws on our man.
You're goddamn right we're not. Let's show him exactly what we mean.
Hey, don't be afraid. See, we told you we'd shift a bit, but we're just a little taller and a little bit hairier.
Our hands are still hands, see? They just have long claws at the end. The better to defend ourselves with and claim you with. And then there's our teeth. Shh, hey, it's all right. Don't step away.
Believe me, you do not want to run. No matter how scared you might be, we have a very strong predatory instinct. It would just make us want to chase you more, and then we'd be even rougher with you.
Besides, there's no point. We can outrun you, see in the dark, and track you by scent. We thought there might be a little bit of last-minute resistance, which is why we came all the way out here, where no one could hear you, or us. It's far too late to back out now.
Yeah, so just shut up and accept that this is gonna happen. Let me kiss you, baby.
Oh, God. The two of you look so hot like that. But he's still wearing way too many clothes. Oh, oops. I was a bit out of control there when I tore off your shirt. I got you a little bit with my claws.
What I need is these jeans off of him.
Look at his cock. Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, it's... I can smell your cum already. You want us as much as we want you.
It's all right if you're a little bit scared, okay? The truth is that this might be a little bit painful for you. We're awfully pent up after all.
Very pent up, but... We love you, all right? Just remember that. Lay down on that blanket Min brought. That's better than the hard ground, right?
There. Just hold still while she gets on top. There. Doesn't that feel good when she rubs her wet little slit up and down your hard cock?
Hold him down, Min. I can't wait any longer. I'm sorry, hon. I really am, but... I need you. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you feel so good sliding in me. Oh my god.
You see how she's forcing herself down on you? I bet she's so wet and tight. You're driving her fucking crazy. She can't stop herself from riding you now.
Oh my god, damn. Fuck. Fuck, you're stretching me out. Oh, God, don't struggle, babe. Don't struggle.
See? When you fight us, our claws dig in extra deep. And as good as you look with all those scratches on you... We'd really rather not hurt you.
But we will, if we have to. We'll hurt you so fucking good. And then you'll like it because of the other things we're doing.
Yeah, that's right. She feels so fucking good, doesn't she? I bet she's super tight.
Oh, God, man, this feels so right. He's really the one, yeah. Feel me. Squeeze my tits. Ah, fuck, that feels good.
I knew he'd be our perfect mate. I knew it.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. You belong to us. Say it.
Say it!
Oh, fuck. Yes, you're mine. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Good
I feel so much more relaxed.
Get off of him. He's mine. It's my turn.
Yeah, sorry.
I need to taste that cock of yours. I've imagined it so often home. God, I can still taste dye on you. And the combination is so fucking sexy.
You're making me jealous.
He'll get your chance. But right now, his cock is mine.
Look at her go. I know that she's a virgin, but she's so eager, isn't she? Did you ever imagine pure, sweet, shy little men sucking you off like that? I bet that makes it better than all the other blowjobs you've had.
Hey! Don't bring other girls into this, Dye!
Relax, man. I don't know if he's ever had a blowjob from someone else, but I honestly don't care. Not anymore, because he's ours now. You're ours. We'll do anything for you, but there's no other girls from now on, you understand? Just us.
He won't want any other girls. We'll keep him so happy that all he can ever think about is us.
Good boy. So good. Fuck. Watching men go down on you is really getting me going. Fuck, look at her go. She really wants to make you happy. We both do. Just because we're a bit focused on our needs right now doesn't mean that we don't care. We really love you.
Yeah, we do. I need to come on your cock, love. Can I write you?
You don't have to ask, Min. Not tonight.
No, I suppose not, and he's a little too out of breath to answer anyways.
Do it, Min, just like me. There you go. Straddle him.
I'm not sure.
Don't worry. Here, let me hold his cock for you. Just open yourself up. Good. Now lure yourself on him. Nice. And slow. Oh, fuck. Min really likes it. She didn't even try to take it slow. She just...
Fuck. Baby. I'm not a virgin anymore. You're my first.
Ooh, two first times in one day. How many guys can say that, Tiger?
You won't brag about us, will you? I need this to be special.
Don't worry, man. He's not like that. He loves us like we love him. He'd never betray our confidence.
You're right. Fuck. I feel so fucking good.
God, this is so fucking hard. You don't mind if I ride your face, do you?
Good.
That wouldn't be so bad, having two girls riding you at the same time.
Yeah. Do it, Ty. Ride him with me. He's our mate, isn't he? Now, use him.
I'm gonna straddle your face. Don't worry too much. Just lick me.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Fuck. His cock is filling me completely. Fuck, 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 fuck. I can't take much more of this.
Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh my god, lick me. Yeah, explore Min's body too, tweak her nipples hard, just like she likes.
Hey, wait.
Oh, fuck, that's hot. See? Oh my god. You want to find my clit, huh? Such a giving lover.
I need him to come save me. Is that okay, Ty? Is that okay?
Yes.
I need it.
Get my chance. You can come inside us as much as you want, baby.
I need it.
Do you never need a condom with us?
We'll do anything for you forever, my life mate.
Yeah,
eternity.
That's what we are now, baby. Now I'll help get your mates off.
So good. So good. So good. So good. So good. So close. So close. Please, 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 please come at me, baby. Please. Please, I need it. I need it. I need my mate to come inside me. That'll be perfect. That'll send me over the edge. Yes.
Oh, make me come.
Come.
Oh, no.
Yes, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, so good. Wow.
Yeah, that was... Wow.
Hey. I think we marked him up more than I expected.
Don't worry. That's why I brought my first aid kit. And I borrowed some spare clothes from my brother that he can wear home.
Min, you think of everything. We're both much more relaxed now. I promise that if you don't let us get too pent up, we'll be gentler in the future. For now, just relax in my arms. Come here. Min will bandage your wounds.
We'll try to be gentle, but no promises. It's hard to maintain control when you're just so sexy all the time. And sometimes, especially during the full moon, we might even get a little wilder. But we will never, never seriously hurt you, we promise.
No, you're not going to turn into a werewolf now. The wound has to be very bad, like almost lethal, to transmit the curse. We have been very careful to keep our marks very shallow. Even if they do hurt a lot right now, no matter how excited we might get, we really don't like seeing you in pain.
Please, please don't be mad, baby. We marked you so that everyone would know that you're ours. It's a kind of magic. From now on, we'll know if you ever get in any trouble or need any help, or if anyone tries moving in on our territory.
That's right. Neither of us need to fear basically anything. Now, if any girl doesn't take the first hint, well, they'll end up like that linebacker who tried to force himself on me today in the locker room. Nothing but a bloody mess and an unpleasant memory.
Don't worry, baby. We'll always take good care of you.
Starting now. Lean back and rest against me.
I'm almost done cleaning all of your wounds, okay? And then I can bandage the bad ones.
Here, sip some of this water Min brought for you.
There, all done. We covered you in scratches, didn't we? You look so hot like this, though, baby.
That's right, baby. Me on one side of you and Min on the other. Like a proper little pack. You can sleep now. We'll wake you to go home soon, but a little nap is okay. We'll keep you safe and warm.
You'll always be safe with us. Always.